Last week we spoke how often in the Bible people say no to God, and we used as an example Moses, who said, I can't talk, I can't do the job you want me to do. But finally, he agreed to do God's work when God said, your brother Aaron will speak for you. Well, in today's gospel about the Gerasene demoniac, the person who is occupied by a legion of demons and is healed by Jesus, it's a way to become free. Often people think the Christian teaching is meant for sorrow. But there was a book I once read that said, a sad saint is no saint at all. The goal is always joy, but the road, it is often filled with difficulty and candor and truth. Men and women often are afraid of going to a doctor, not only because of the bill that they will have to pay, but often because they are afraid the doctor will tell them what they have. And you all know the little story about the husband and the wife, and the wife finally forces the husband to go to the doctor, and the husband is outside after the examination, and the wife is called in, and the husband says, the wife says to the doctor, what does my husband have? He says, well, it is curable, but you have to be nice to him. You can't argue with him. He's got to always be right. And when she comes out, the husband says, what did the doctor say? The doctor said, what you have has no cure. It sometimes is, I think, a distraction when people hear the preachers preach, the gospel speak, and often Christians say about sin as if that was the goal, to wallow in guilt or to be condemned or to be unhappy with your life. But the goal is always joy. The old goal is always to be free. But the way to that freedom is to look at the monster in you and to give it a name. When the Gerasene demoniac is faced with Jesus, the very first thing Jesus does is say, what is your name? Everyone has to name that bad thing, that bad habit, that bad way of speaking or thinking that becomes part of our delicious personality that almost no one else knows about. If you want to be free, you have to name the demon, name the evil person. But we like to have our monsters in society and in the church to say, thank God I'm not like that person. Oh, I have my faults. After all, I'm only human. But I'm not that bad. I'm not that evil. Well, the goal should not be, I'm not as bad as the other person. The goal should always be, how great can I become? How much freedom can I taste? Why should I be satisfied with a dysfunctional life, even if no one else knows about it? Why can't I call the demon by its name and say, I'm a thief, I'm a liar, I steal, whatever it is, and to say it out loud to yourself and in your conscience, and to say, I want to be free. When Shelley wrote her book about Frankenstein, if you remember, the monster was not made out of something else except human parts. She wanted to say that the enemy for all joy is within us. The monster that we make is sometimes personified by the person that we look at and say, I'm not as bad as that person. But why aren't you good as you should be? When the priest comes back from giving Holy Communion, if you look in the prayer book, there's a little prayer at the end of which he says, fill our hearts with joy and gladness. In order to participate with that beautiful divine joy and gladness, we have to look at the disease, call the monster by its name, and say to yourself, I can live without this. I want my freedom and I want my joy. Fight for it. Be conscious that the Lord is with you. Stop living in denial. Live in the light of truth, and the truth will set you free. Slava Isusu Christu.